Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
What's up, dude?
Oh, man, how are you?
Good. It's been a crazy week.
Sun's out, guns out. So
yeah, ready to go. We left our air conditioning off today. We normally do, but like it was a little sticky when we got home today.
Yeah.
The joys of owning a 100-year-old home.
It was definitely toasty.
AC works pretty well in this house, but doesn't take much to get behind.
Yep.
So yeah, we should we jump right into it? I feel like
yeah.
So did you see Mandalorian?
Yes.
Yes. But did we talk about it already, or I can't remember?
Nope, not really. I didn't know if you. I knew you were gonna maybe try to see it when you were in Disney, but I didn't know if you ended up actually seeing.
Oh, so you had. Disney. So you had seen it when we recorded last, and I had not.
Yeah, so I saw it.
We recorded since I got back, though, right?
Yeah, we recorded on last Thursday.
And I saw it when we were in Disney World, so we just didn't talk
about it. Oh, you did. Right, we did not.
Yeah, we saw it in Disney Springs. You know, and this is related because our episode, we're talking about upcoming movies we're looking forward to. And so I just thought it'd be fun to kind of start out, you know, talking about Mando and...
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a good movie. I mean, I enjoyed it. It's not, you know, the best Star Wars movie I've ever seen, but it was entertaining. I was a little bummed that they didn't have as many characters as I was hoping in it. You know, I mean, really, they had almost no one from the show outside of Mando and Grogu, right? I can't think of anyone else that appeared in there.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody who did either.
So it was all basically new characters. Well, the twins, I guess, were in.
Yeah. Well, that was Boba Fett, though.
I was going to say, were they in Mando or just Boba Fett?
I think it was Boba Fett, but that's Mando, so.
Yeah, I know they cross over so much, so. Mm-hmm. So that was a little bit of a bummer. You know, I was hoping to kind of have more of that continuity, I guess, between the show and the movie, but it really wasn't. It was kind of its own thing, you know?
Yeah, which is weird because, like, it felt like three or four episodes of the show, but it didn't have the episodes from the show.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but no, I still enjoyed it. It was fun to watch. You know, a lot of action scenes and...
Mm-hmm. Funny. It had some good humor.
Yeah. Reese really laughed at the scene where the guy goes... Nice shot, baby.
Yeah.
They kept saying it over and over after the movie. So, it was pretty good.
It was definitely, you know, with those Babu Frick characters. Same species as Babu Frick from the sequel trilogy. You could definitely tell they were, you know, gearing that or, you know, aiming that towards, you know, children and newer Star Wars fans, which I'm good with, you know, like.
Sure.
We got drawn in by Yoda and, you know, the little furry guys,
the Ewoks
and even the Jawas, you know, and the cute little droids and stuff like that. That's how we got drawn in as kids. So like I like it. The more I talk about it in that regard, I like it. Obviously adults can be selfish about it and say that it's not Star Wars or it's not the same Star Wars, but
sure.
I think that's just being selfish. So,
well, and I think too, you know, I'm guessing they did this intentionally, but it was a movie where you didn't have to see the Mando series in order to watch it and or enjoy it. You know, you could have, it literally stands alone. So you could have, you know, it could be your first Star Wars movie and you'd be fine. You wouldn't, you don't need to know really the backstory, other than maybe Jabba. They talk a little bit about, you know, Jabba the Hutt, but outside of that, there's not much talk about other Star Wars characters or storylines.
Yeah, so you just need to know that Mando and Grogu are kind of like a family unit, you know, and he's got force abilities, and Mando has some really cool weapons and armor.
Yeah.
And a cool ship.
Yeah.
Yep. But, yeah, so, yeah, I think that leads well into just talking about movies, and, you know, we love, I feel like you and I both like a wide array of different types of movies.
Sure.
But, you know, obviously, you know, being a father, you know, you're gonna gravitate towards some of those more family friendly movies, or you're going to, you know, you're just not gonna have the opportunity to see the more edgy movies sometimes.
Sure.
I would say you probably more than me, just because Reese is a little younger and you guys watch a lot of movies together yet. We have just a 13-year-old, and so we start watching different movies. Like this past week, we watched The Notebook.
Okay. Yeah.
With Ryan Gosling. I remember that.
Yep.
And what's her name? Rachel McAdams.
Yep.
So, but yeah. So should we get going? And you wanna introduce us and get us going here?
Yeah, sure. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the High Five Podcast. Thanks for joining us. As you know, I'm Caleb, and Jay is with me, as always. And this week we are talking about movies, but each week we talk about our top five of a particular topic. So like you said, this is movies coming out in 2026 that we're excited for or looking forward to or planning on going to see.
Yep. Yeah, and I mean, I kind of said the next 6 months, or, you know, the rest of 2026, basically. Obviously, this is, you know, we don't stick to really too many rules on this show. So if one of us goes outside of that because we have a special movie that we're looking forward to, whatever, we don't really care too much. But
no,
loose parameters of what I went by. So,
yep.
I guess, should we just, before we jump into it, just talk about, like, you know, how often we see movies, how we see movies. Obviously, you know, the theater is the first and foremost way to see a movie, but, you know, with family dynamics and how busy we are, that sometimes we don't get to. So,
yeah, I would say we try. I mean, if we can make, like, I would say we go to movies that we are really excited about. You know, there's a lot of stuff we're like, oh, that'd be fun to see, and we end up not doing it. And like you said, a lot of times the ones we go to see in the movie theater are the ones that the whole family is going to enjoy, or the whole family can go to. We don't necessarily get to see a lot of the, you know, even some of the ones on my list, I probably won't end up seeing in theater. I'll probably wait till they are released on streaming or whatever to watch them. If we don't see them in theaters, then obviously, you know, we have pretty much every streaming source to watch pretty much all of them. So watch them at home. But
cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I would agree with that. As far as, like, you know, we got the IPs that we always follow, the Star Wars, the Marvels, the big Disney directors, the Disney movies, you know. So, and then, like, if there's like a big book that comes out, like The Martian, you know, Katie read that book and loved the book. So that was one we definitely wanted to see. Ready Player One. That was one that we read. Katie read the book. I listened to the audiobook. We're going to see that in the theater. So, like, when books get adapted to movies like that, you know, we're going to make sure we see those in the theater because we're excited about them. But yeah. So this was my topic. We kind of decided on it last minute just because we didn't decide one last week when we recorded, and so I was just kind of thinking this week, you know, what's timely right now? It's the beginning of summer. Summer is the beginning of, like, the big movie season, oftentimes kicking off between now and 4th of July weekend, even Memorial Day kind of maybe even kicks it off, so we maybe even missed it a little bit, but upcoming movies that we're excited about.
So, yep. Topic, so you'd go first. Yep.
Okay. All right, so my number five actually comes out tomorrow, and it stars Nicholas Galitzine as Prince Adam / He-Man, and that is Masters of the Universe. So I watched He-Man, I watched Masters of the Universe, I watched, you know, all these shows as a kid. I grew up, you know, born in early 80s, and so I saw these all on TV as a kid, and so I loved He-Man. He-Man was definitely like top two or three for me, for sure, as a kid. And so just getting, you know, seeing, you know, this come out, seeing the trailer come out, like, it was like, oh geez, here we go, this is gonna be some corny remake of an old 80s show, because that's happened so many times. And it's the trailers were really funny.
Yep.
The guy that they got to play him seemed to fit the bill really well. It was you know, it, and then like the early reviews on it were really good, and like people were saying it's funny and that it doesn't take itself too seriously. And yeah, it's I'm probably not going to see it opening weekend. We've got a busy weekend coming up, but I'll probably see it soon thereafter, if not I might miss it in the theater. But oh, we got someone stepping in who wants to tell us her movie. It's Vivian.
Vivian. Here, what's up, Vivian? On.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
Got it.
Ow.
What's up?
Hey. Oh, that sounds weird. Okay.
What's the movie you're looking forward to this year?
Okay, so I'm looking forward to The Odyssey, because I'm a little bit of a Greek mythology nerd myself, and I don't know, it just looks really good, and there's a lot of famous people in it, a lot of people that I know.
It's got a
what
huge
are some of the characters
cast.
From The Odyssey that you're excited to see, or some of the stories that you're excited to see from that?
Well, I'm really excited to see, obviously, Odysseus, and then his wife, Penelope, very excited for that, Anne Hathaway.
Yep.
And then his son, I forget his name, Telemachus.
That's Tommy T, right? Or Tom Holland?
Tom Holland.
Ah, yeah. Yep.
And then Zendaya's in it. I don't remember. I don't know what she is. I don't think it's been said what she is, though, but I'm very excited because it'll probably either be Calypso or Circe, and I'm very excited to see either of those.
I don't know.
And that will be very fun. But yeah, so.
Cool. Yeah, and the trailers just look amazing.
I know.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, so apparently we're seeing that in like a big theater, though.
Yeah, we're coming to Grand Rapids to see
it. Well, you got to go to the IMAX. It was shot in IMAX, so you have to see it in IMAX. Yeah.
I'm really excited, though. Oh.
You guys don't have an IMAX closer to you
thank
than Grand Rapids?
Vivian, anything else to say on The Odyssey?
I really hope that it's not just like a bunch of fighting. Like, I'm really interested to
see actual plot.
Yeah, because although the Trojan War, that's fun. That's great. But I'd love to see more about Odysseus and his son and his wife, because I'm not gonna spoil it, but like they have trouble when Odysseus is in the war. Like, his wife and his son, like they have trouble when he's gone. And I wanna see
how that's portrayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zendaya is Athena.
All right, well,
Athena.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Athena.
Oh,
wow. Charlize Theron is Calypso.
So we are seeing Calypso. Mm.
Yep.
That's going to be good. Okay.
Okay. Thanks for sharing.
Wow. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
So there you go.
Nice.
The Odyssey.
Okay.
All right, Caleb. Sorry we interrupted your number five.
Well, no, that's like a perfect transition to my number five. My number five is The Odyssey.
Nice.
Yeah, this is one I'm like I'm super excited to see, but I know I'm probably not going to see it in theaters, which mm-hmm. makes me, which is why it's lower on my list, because I feel like this is one you have to see in the theater.
And it's long.
I mean, it's shot. Too. Yeah, well, and it's shot in IMAX, or I mean, yeah, IMAX. So, I mean, that's like what it's made for. So to not experience an IMAX is why I'm a little less. But maybe me and Tori can sneak out and watch it. So obviously this comes out in July 17. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it like you said, the cast is crazy. I mean, yeah. It's everybody seems like in Hollywood is in this film. And yeah, I'm excited for it. It looks good. I will, like Vivian was saying, I am interested to see the story direction of it. You know, if it is more focused on the battles or if it is focused more on, you know, relationships and character development. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure where the plot will go or how it'll kind of turn out. But yeah, it's going to be fun. It'll be a good one. I mean, I'm excited for it, but yeah, that's the reason it's lower on my list, like I said, is just because I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to see it in theaters, and I know that's like a huge, huge part of it, you know, is seeing it in IMAX.
Yeah, so. I mean, I think I ranked mine for my likelihood of seeing them in the theater.
Sure.
Because it's directly affected by, you know, how excited I am about it, but yep. plus also, am I going to actually be able to see it? And that's kind of why I went number five with Masters of the Universe, because I'm not sure Katie and Vivian want to see it. Like,
sure.
I think they'll probably see it, but I don't know if they'll want to see it in the theater. So,
yep, got it.
Yep, it's probably the only one on my list that I think we might not see in the theater, or at least not right away.
Yep.
So, okay, so that was your number five.
Yep.
My number four is Supergirl with Millie Alcock as Kara Zor-El, Supergirl. She played Supergirl in the Superman movie that was just out last year by James Gunn. Yep. And she's also coming off of House of Dragon fame. She played what's her name? Daenerys Targaryen. Yeah, I think it was Daenerys, like a young version. She played a Targaryen.
It couldn't have been Daenerys, because that's who
Olivia
is in Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah. What's her name? But anyway, yeah, she played a Targaryen. Emily
something. Okay.
Emily. Oh shit.
I know, I can't think of it either. I can just think of Emily.
And yeah, then but anyway, she plays one of the Targaryens, the famously blonde. Bleach blonde Targaryen family, and so she plays one of those in the House of the Dragon. So anyway, she was awesome in that, and her limited screen time in Superman was good and funny and played. It seems like DC could be kind of on a roll following Superman, like if they parlay that success into this movie, they could be on a little bit of a roll. So it's kind of exciting. Like we've talked about in the past, Superman is probably my favorite superhero. So getting to see Superman and Superman adjacent and DC Comics do well, it's exciting for me. So this is my number four. So.
I thought James Gunn was doing Supergirl. I didn't realize he wasn't doing it. I thought he was kind of taking over that whole
Superman
franchise. But
I feel like he doesn't have just have some sort of like supervisory role in DC now.
Yeah, something like it says it's produced by James Gunn, but I thought it would be directed by him. I didn't know. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
So anyway, that's my number four, Supergirl.
Yeah, I don't know when you went to see Mando, if they showed the trailer for that in yours, but that trailer looked really good.
Yeah, it got me excited
for sure. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so my number four.
Yep.
Again, the reason this is a little lower on the list is probably because, unfortunately, I don't think I'll see it in the theaters, but would love to. This one comes out on June 19th, and it is The Death of Robin Hood with Hugh Jackman. I don't know if you saw a trailer or anything like this for it. It looks awesome. So it's an A24 production, which seems like everything of late is an A24 production. But it has, Hugh Jackman is like an old Robin Hood.
Okay.
And I guess he's coming off like a major injury that he thought he was going to die from, but then he ends up, it's not the end of him or whatever. So it looks kind of like a dark take on Robin Hood. And I always liked, the Robin Hood with what's his name? I cannot think of
Kevin
his name.
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner. I liked that one back in the day. It was I really enjoyed that movie. It was kind of, you know, like that dark original Robin Hood. So I'm excited to see where they go on this. Hugh Jackman looks sweet with long hair and a long bushy beard.
I've not seen this.
Yeah, it just looks looks like it's gonna be great. Bill Skarsgård is Little John. So I mean, it's not like a huge, like, well known cast necessarily, but it looks, I mean, everything I've read about it, the trailers I've seen just make it look really cool. Like the cinematography looks incredible. And again, like I said, I like Robin Hood. It's always been a fun story, even Robin Hood Men in Tights, and then the original, you know, Robin Hood cartoon from Disney. I'm just excited to see where this story goes and how it turns out. Like I said, be higher on my list if I see it in theaters, but I don't know if I'll be able to. So it's number four.
Okay. All right. My number three is another one that I watched as a kid. It's from Warner Brothers, and it involves Wile E. Coyote, and that's the movie Coyote versus Acme. It's got Will Forte in it, which he's from Saturday Night Live. Love him. It's got an interesting story behind it. So Warner Brothers originally shelved it as a tax write-off, and apparently fans just got outraged and basically demanded it be brought back to the theaters. And so this is kind of almost like an F you to the to Warner Brothers, because it was just going to be, I don't know how write-offs work as far as filmmaking goes, but apparently it was going to be some sort of big write-off. And it's just so cool, and so it's kind of almost got some of that in the storyline too, from what I could tell in the trailers. It's almost like a David versus Goliath sort of story to it, from what I could tell anyway. But it's live action / animated hybrid, featuring Wile E. Coyote, who is suing the Acme Corporation for defective products. Because if you know anything about Wile E. Coyote, he's trying to get the Roadrunner, and he uses Acme products like jetpacks and rockets and fireworks and bombs and all the things to try to catch the Roadrunner, and he never does. And so this is just perfect. Perfect kind of culmination, almost mixing it with the real world and current times. So it's just kind of funny story. So this is like just pure childhood for me. I grew up watching Looney Tunes, so it hits different for me. So that's my number three.
Yeah, because that's where, like, it's like cartoon, but they're in the real world, right? Yeah. Did you say that already? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So it's like a hybrid.
Yeah, I saw
the Looney Tunes type movie, you know? In fact, that's what Warner Brothers is as well. So it'll probably be very similarly done.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a silly one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my number three is a nostalgic pick and has been mentioned by you as your number five, and it comes out on Friday, and it is Masters of the Universe. Yeah. So I, like you, same thing growing up. I mean, we had all the He-Man toys. We had Castle Grayskull, the actual castle. I mean, we loved, I remember watching the 1987 movie with, what's her name? Courtney Cox.
Oh, yeah.
And all that. So I think that was her first film. But yeah, I'm excited for it. It looks like it's going to be I'm hoping it's just going to be a fun, good watch. This is what I'm going to try to watch with Jameson, because I just want to watch it as kind of like a nostalgic movie. Bring him into kind of that world, because he doesn't know anything. I mean, he knows nothing about Masters of the Universe. You know, there wasn't, you know, a cartoon or anything that he grew up with. So, yeah, so I'm just excited for it. It looks good. You know, the cast, you have Kristen Wiig's in it.
Yeah.
You know, Jared Leto is Grayskull, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not Grayskull. Yeah, so.
Is it Grayskull? Skeletor.
Skeletor, sorry.
He lives in Castle Grayskull.
Yeah, yeah.
You were close. I knew you were in the right universe.
So yeah, I just think it'll be a good, fun watch. I'm excited for it. Like, I'm the same with you. I probably won't see it this like opening weekend. It'll probably be, you know, next weekend or the following weekend when we have a little bit more free time,
or even like a day, a weeknight next
week. Exactly.
Because Vivian's going to be out of school. Well, she's going to Camp Geneva next week, which we got to talk Camp Geneva, you and I, apparently.
Okay.
So we can do that in the post show.
Yep.
For all those.
Yeah, so no. Drivers. So I'm just excited for it. It looks cool. You know, even just the fact that it's, you know, updated effects and all that kind of stuff. So I'm sure it'll be fun and a good movie. So
cool.
Nice summer blockbuster.
My number two is Disclosure Day. By Steven Spielberg. He's returning to alien sci-fi with Emily Blunt, Colin Firth, Josh O'Connor, Colman Domingo, and it centers on a whistleblower trying to expose secret extraterrestrial information. It might be in my truck.
That's why.
In my back seat. I need it.
Okay.
Please. All right. The keys. Thank you. I'm sorry. Sorry, I was talking to Katie. I'm trying to get my laptop because I forgot. I didn't forget. I remembered as soon as we started our top fives that we have a voicemail to play, and so I figured we would play it right before we do our number ones.
Yep. Nice.
I figured since we didn't do it before, we'll do it right before our number ones. So anyway, okay. Disclosure Day, it's kind of like a whole, you know, alien sci-fi extraterrestrial story, and it's really interesting because like Emily Blunt like goes like full on with the, if you've seen the trailer, she's like she's like clicking and talking weird like alien language with her mouth, and she actually learned, she did that herself in the movie, so it wasn't like CGI or editor or anything like that. So, like, but it's just, I love these sort of movies that just suppose, you know, that we have contact with aliens and there's some sort of threat, there's some sort of thing we need to figure out so that the aliens don't kill us or whatever, you know. Like, they're just thrilling, and it's just really interesting to always, you know, see how weird and how... you know, crazy these producers and directors can go with these stories. So yeah, it's a really exciting one. I'm looking forward to.
Yeah,
the computer has arrived.
The computer.
Thank you so much, honey.
You're welcome.
Do you have a movie you're looking forward to this summer?
I'm looking forward to seeing Pretty Woman. That's what I want to watch right now with my daughter.
Oh. I was like, that's not coming out. Did I miss something?
Not remaking that. That's funny. It's a great movie. I'm looking forward to joining them after we're done.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Yeah. Disclosure Day. That's my number two. You want to go with your number two?
Yep. Sure. So my number two comes out I think the 26th, June 26th, okay. So pretty close.
Yep.
Yep, June 26th has also been mentioned already, but I saw the trailer when we were watching Mando and Grogu, and it got me excited because I knew it was coming, but I didn't know much about the movie, and then I saw the trailer, and I was like, okay, this is going to be really good, and that's Supergirl.
Yeah.
So again, you know, the latest Superman, I loved it. I thought it was really good. Watched it with Jameson, and you know, when she kind of introduces herself at the end of the movie, we were both like, okay, when that Supergirl comes out, we definitely need to watch it. Mm-hmm. And then the trailer came on and I was like, okay, yep, looks like a great movie.
Yeah.
So kind of revolves around kind of like a John Wick-esque, where they mess with her dog and
yeah.
she's kind of on a rampage because they are, yep. you know, Crypto's dying or whatever. So that's really all I know about the plot. I don't know much more about it. Obviously, Jason Momoa is in the movie, not as Aquaman, but as another superhero, which I don't understand why they do that. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I know Marvel's done it with several people, but I just it seems silly to me. Like, yeah. just find somebody else to do the character.
Find some other muscly guy.
Yeah, exactly.
For probably less money.
yeah. So, but anyways, I'm super excited for it. It looks great. It looks like it'll be fun. Yeah, I'm definitely excited for it. And this will definitely be one that we'll see in the theaters for sure. So.
All right. So before we get into our number ones, we have a special guest. And that is our friend, Rob. I got to have lunch with Rob today.
Nice.
And I told him, you know, he was asking about you, how you were doing. I said you were doing terrible. And
yep. Life sucks.
No. No, I said that, you know, we were kind of both in the same boat trying to get school done. Lots of kids' sports and things going on just to wrap up the school year. And but other than that, I said you were doing well. But so I told him the topic we were covering tonight, and he said, oh, I can do a top five for that. And so Rob, our buddy Rob, is dropping in for 1 minute and 26 seconds to tell us his top five. So without further ado, our former co-host, Rob.
Hey, guys, it's your old friend Rob. I have my five choices for this summer. It includes three that you probably already talked about. Disclosure Day, Supergirl, Spider-Man Brand New Day. But I also have Coyote versus Acme, which is the film, the Looney Tunes film with Will Forte that Warner Brothers decided to shelve for a tax break. It is actually finally seeing the light of day. And then there's another one that's more of an independent film called Teenage Sex and Death at Camp Miasma. Teenage Sex and Death at Camp Miasma is a love letter to 80s slasher flicks, which I love a good slasher flick.
Okay.
It stars Hannah Einbinder from Hacks. It stars Gillian Anderson from The X-Files.
Yep.
And Sarah Sherman from Saturday Night
love
Live.
Love Sarah.
So, those are the movies that I'm looking for. And I will real quickly also throw in a bid for a TV show, not quite movie, but I'm looking forward to the conclusion of Widow's Bay on Apple TV.
Yeah.
Widow's Bay is a great comedy with Matthew Reese. Horror comedy is perfect blend. It's definitely worth checking out if you have not started watching it. A lot of people are already saying it's probably one of the best shows on Apple TV. Certainly one of the best shows of the year. So if you love a good, tense horror film that takes place in New England on an island and has amazing comedy actors like Matthew Reese and Cato Flynn, you definitely should check out Widow's Bay.
Okay, wow. He brought that up today when we were eating, and I had never heard of it. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, no. I was into it until he said an island in New England. Then I was
so. That's funny. Rob, if you're listening, I promise I did not steal your anecdotes about the Coyote versus Acme. I did not listen to this voicemail. I wanted it to be a surprise to Caleb and I. So, but yeah, I agree with all of them except those, you know, the TV show recommendation and his number one. I saw that movie in a list.
I have not seen anything about it or heard anything about it.
I just saw it in a list of upcoming movies, and I had not seen a trailer. But that sounds really good. So those are great ones, Rob. Thank you for submitting. So anyway,
yeah.
Cool. All right. So that was Rob's top five. My number one is the one that my daughter came in and mentioned. Okay. And that's The Odyssey. I love Christopher Nolan epic movies. He does such a good job, obviously. Obviously, he did Oppenheimer. And then obviously, you know, he's done great movies all the way back to Memento. Everywhere in between. Love every, you guys said it all already. You and Vivian, you know, Matt Damon, Anne Hathaway, Tom Holland, Zendaya, Robert Pattinson, Lupita Nyong'o, and Charlize Theron. I mean, geez, wow. That many, I mean, I shouldn't say never, but that many people signing on to a movie like this.
For sure.
Is normally a sign that's like, it's going to be a great movie. Now people, we have had big budgeted movies like this that have failed. I think,
well, it's kind of like Oppenheimer had a ton of people and it was an incredible movie. So
And it's Christopher Nolan. So like it's, you know, it's, and the trailers have looked amazing. So, so looking forward to this. We're going to get to see this like Katie and Vivian both alluded to, you know, we're going to get to see this on IMAX in 70 millimeter. There's only two theaters showing this in 70 millimeter in the state of Michigan, and one of them is in Grand Rapids, and we were able to get tickets to opening weekend. I think it's like Sunday afternoon matinee or something like that.
Sure.
Yep, looking forward to that.
Nice. So
that's my number one.
I don't think you do. I don't know if you listen to Good Hang, but with Amy Poehler.
I do just ever. Sporadically when I see someone, it's like, oh, I need to listen to them.
She just interviewed Tom Holland, and he was talking about the movie. And he was talking about how like they could only film for like 3 minutes in a row because they had to put more film in. Like that's how often they had to, like, it was crazy. Like he was just talking about like the cameras that they used for this movie. Wow. And it's like, it's insane. He's like, they were huge. So yeah, if you just want to hear a little bit more about the that movie, it's a fun interview just to kind of hear about his perspective on the filming of it.
So, I will check that out. I saw it pop up in my podcast feed, and I only got to listen to like two or three podcasts in the last couple weeks, and so I just didn't get to it. But cool.
By the way, I'm amazed you have no Marvel on your list. Yeah. You didn't do Spider-Man or Doomsday, right?
Yeah. No, I did not. Did I?
Yeah. I was surprised by that. I thought your number one is either going to be Spider-Man or Doomsday, but
I've got one as an honorable mention.
Yeah. Okay. So my turn for my number one, right?
Yep.
Okay. So my number one, again, a lot of this is based on, I mean, I am excited for it, but a lot of it is, this is one we will definitely see in theaters as a family, which makes it even more exciting. Comes out on June 19th, and it is Toy Story 5.
Yep.
So we're super excited for it. I'm personally a little nervous, but I was also a little nervous for Toy Story 4 that they were going to somehow ruin Toy Story. They haven't done it yet, so I don't know why they will do it this time.
Yeah.
We're super excited. You know, we love Toy Stories. Yeah. We've always loved Toy Story from the very beginning. All of them are incredible. So we're excited to see where kind of this Toy Story 5 goes with technology and all of this. And I, the number of people in this movie is
staggering.
Is crazy. I mean, you know, obviously Tom Hanks, Tim Allen are coming back. Tony Hale's in it. Conan O'Brien is in it. Craig Robinson. I mean, the list is crazy. Alan Cummings. I mean, so many. Bad Bunny. I mean, it's crazy. So, I'm sure it'll be awesome, and it'll just be a fun laugh kids movie that we're that super excited for. It'll probably at the end. Yep. If Pixar does its thing, which it usually does, we'll definitely tug on your heartstrings, and I'm sure it will with the idea of, you know, kids and technology and their dependence on it and all that. So, yeah, super excited for it. I think it'll be a great one. And again, you know, I love being able to go to the movies with everyone and the whole family and everyone's excited for the movie together. So that kind of makes it all worthwhile for sure. So that's why it's my number one.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So those were our top fives. I've got a couple honorable mentions. And one of them you alluded to, and that's Spider-Man, Brand New Day. Rob mentioned it. I mean, there's just too many movies. Any other given day, this might have fallen in my top five.
Sure.
You know, the only reason it maybe just got knocked down a few pegs is, you know, we've had so many Tom Holland Spider-Man movies and Spider-Man appearances and Avenger movies that... Mm-hmm. We're spoiled. I mean, they're great. They're always great. Yep. It's just like Toy Story. They're always great. So I think maybe that's the reason it maybe got knocked down a few pegs. But it's going to be great. I know it, and looking forward to it. We will see it in theater. So probably should have landed in my top five because this is one we will see in the theater. Maybe it's because when does this one come out?
I don't remember.
Maybe it's because it's not until later in the year. I'm less excited about it right now. But also, my other honorable mention is Toy Story 5. And for very similar reasons, love Toy Story. We have a daughter, and Toy Story was not, you know, Toy Story, we is at least when Vivian was a small child, we didn't get into Toy Story. We got into Toy Story basically through COVID. We went through and watched them all at that point. Fell in love with them. Absolutely love every single Toy Story movie. But it's just a little bit newer for us. Love all the Toy Story content at the Disney parks. Again, on any other given day, it could have fallen in my top five. Love Toy Story. I will cry. just like watching The Notebook the other day, I cried. Still gonna cry when you know, you find out, you know, the plot or the you know, the things in The Notebook when, you know, you're watching it, you're realizing who people are.
Right.
Spoiling things. But anyway.
I think that movie's been out for a while. Yeah. I think you're allowed to spoil it at this point. You had
your opportunity. I realized that it came out like while Katie and I were dating. So
yeah, I'll say.
And we've been married for over 20 years now. So
yeah, it's pretty old. Yeah.
Spoiler alert: there's a guy telling a story to a lady with Alzheimer's in the movie, and it turns out the story is of them and how they met and how they grew to love each other and love finding its way back to each other. And it was a very, very good movie and holds up. So if you haven't seen The Notebook in 20 years, like I haven't seen The Notebook in 20 years, there's another honorable mention for you.
There you go.
What do you got?
So one that just fell off my top five is Paw Patrol, the dinosaur movie. I'm just kidding. I'm not excited.
I would have believed you. You love your kids.
I'm just messing with you. One that did it. This one honestly was a toss up, but I put it down as an honorable mention just because I've seen the movie. We know the movie. It's a live action adaptation of Moana. I'm still excited for it. I still think I'm hoping it'll be great. But I just, again, I've seen it, so I'm less excited because it's not a new story that I didn't know. But definitely will be one that we will probably go see and watch. So that was my only honorable mention. But
I'm on my fence about whether or not we will see that in the theater. We will see it. It's just got a weird feeling to me that I mean, it's got Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it. And, you know, so he's entertaining by himself, But yeah, I mean, it's like, it's one of those, like, and I'm normally pretty excited about these live remakes.
Sure.
So I'm hopeful that it's good, but I'm
the one thing about, like, all those, like, most recent remakes, like live action remakes, is they're all of older movies. Like, Moana's not old enough to me to do the live remake. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
and they just came out with a sequel. Like, you know.
Right. Yeah.
What was it? Just last year? Or maybe a year and a half ago?
I think it
probably came out. Moana 2 probably came out in the holidays of 2024, I'm guessing. Hey, Siri, what year did Moana 2 come out? Yep, November 2024.
Moana 2 was released in theaters on the 27th of November 2024.
Yep.
This is from Wikipedia.
All right, that's
thank enough. You. Yeah, so I did see the preview before Mando and Grogu, and it actually, the preview looked pretty good. You know, so we'll see. I'm hoping it'll be good, but again, that's why I knocked it down, just because it's not a new story. It's it's a remake. But
yep. I would say that would probably be in my top 10. You know, if I had to come up with the 10. Yep. But this podcast isn't called High 10. It's called High 5, nope. Caleb.
That'd be dumb. Nobody gets
plus honorable tens. Mentions.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Sometimes it is 10.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, since that's this was my topic, what topic you want to cover next?
So I know we're getting really close, and we don't have to, but the World Cup is literally around the corner. I think it starts next week.
Next week,
maybe the following week, something like that.
Next weekend, just over a week.
Yeah. So my thought was, like, top five soccer players playing in the World Cup. Like, I was trying to come up with
the five favorite players playing in the World Cup.
Yeah, or I was trying to come up with something World Cup related. I mean, if you have a different idea for a World Cup topic, I'm up for it. But that was kind of the one that came to mind. I was thinking, like, you know,
either players or teams.
What's up? Yeah. I said I just would feel weird doing, like, top five countries in the World Cup. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, you're essentially just ranking the teams in your opinion.
Sure.
But yeah, you're either doing that with a player or a team.
Yep. And I thought about, top five favorite jerseys. But then I was like, we'd have to do some research and look at all the jerseys.
Yeah.
So I didn't think that would be as fun because it would be shorter.
Most people don't really care about jerseys. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I know you were. Like, it would be a fun topic, but. Because I love me some jersey talk, but
yeah. So I thought maybe players. So either players or countries, whichever one you, if you have a preference one way or the other, I'm
fine with players. To do. Let's do players. Okay. That'd be fun. Okay. I'll have to look to see who's actually playing, who's injured, who's actually
sure
on a roster.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be fun. You know, we're just getting out of Premier League season. And both of our teams failed. Did Manchester City make Champions League?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Well, for now, we'll see.
Why?
Rumor has it that their charges will be put out in the next week or two.
About what?
It'll be, from what I hear, it'll be a 60-point deduction, which send you to, which will relegate you.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
That's the rumor, is that it'll be a 60-point deduction. And I don't know if they'll do the 60-point deduction off of the season that just finished, or if they'll do it going into next year. I'm not sure how they'll do it.
Sound good either way.
Either way, you'll get relegated. Mm. Unless you guys come up with a 95 plus point season. Maybe you have a chance, but that's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Especially when Pep's not there anymore. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
there'll be some transition.
So. There's been talks of that for a long time, so.
Yeah, but from what I'm reading, that's part of the reason Pep's left.
Yeah.
Is he's jumping off the train before it all falls apart. So again, I don't know if it'll happen, but
we've heard these rumors for a long time.
We have. Yep.
Hot and cold, but yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but to me, the big clear
that would make sense.
The big clear sign is that Pep left with a year left on his contract. Like, to me, that's like that, like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So, well, and that's, you look at, like, what happened with University of Michigan with Jim Harbaugh. You know, that's kind of a lot of the stuff happened was when he left, too. So,
yeah,
that would make sense. But kind of crazy because all, you know, the big thing that Manchester City was doing was just trying to play like a big team. And, you know, they were trying to become a Manchester United. They were trying to become a Chelsea, Arsenal. And then you penalize them for trying to be that way. But whatever. So, cool. All right. So,
World Cup next week.
World Cup players.
Yep.
Players. Cool. All right. So I'm going to hit stop and we're going to talk about Camp Geneva.
All right. See you, everybody. Have a good week.
Thanks for listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com. Or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time.